1949. West London jaw grind, take it easy. We saw him, you saw him, walking along the canal last night. And what a joy to buck up upon him at the carnival today. To hear him speak about the dancers and the bands at the Paramount. The spots you couldn't mix with white in or dance in. Remembering London. How we been slapped so hard with the lash. Sam Selvon say. And it'd take him 60 years before he could call England home. He must have come here in black and white, 1959, time longer than twine. So long ago, he don't remember being a child. Just a suit and steamer trunk upon a ship which took a good 6 weeks to cross. We sat at his kitchen table and I filmed him on the sly, but he wasn't saying much. At least nothing I could put in a poem. Instead, he showed me photographs with the dashiki and the fez with Michael X at the ambience. Outside, the night came in, and we had moved so far away from calling England home. I've lived here longer than home. Since 1989. Remember halls then, in the springtime? I used to walk from Cricklewood to Marylebone High Street, to cut up meat, to punch outdoor. I was never asked to wait tables or to serve scones or coffee. I worked in the basement. But I soon learned to tie my apron in a way which retained some dignity. And in my first summer above the corner shop, I listened to Rare Groove on pirate radio. I was flung so far from any notion of nation. How long do you have to live in a place before you can call it?
Exquisite. Anthony Joseph, Trinidadian British poet, composer, The rich are only defeated when running for their lives. That's the name of his new album. And we heard Calling England Home. Poet, novelist, musician, and lecturer described as the leader of the black avant-garde in Britain. Before that, excuse me, we heard Colonel Jafar from Antwerp, Belgium. The new album, Cold Heat, actually it's an EP, not a full album, on Batrove Records from London. And we heard Lamentation in an Ethio vibe. We actually heard a few tunes from different places with sort of an Ethiopian scale, Ethiopian sound. So we heard Lamentation from the new album Cold Heat from Colonel Jafar. And let's see, before that, Vaudo Game, a group from Togo. A real modern-day contemporary Afro-funk band from Togo. Their new album, Nusin, on Hot Casa Records, just released in June. Afro-soul, Afro-funk. It's a fourth album from their band, but it's an entirely revisited lineup. The group is led by Peter Solo, and that also has a track Yome. It also has sort of an Ethio feel. Before that, definitely not an Ethio feel, the Tuvan group Yatka with Sharti Lam, meaning my locust, from their new album We Will Never Die. Their eighth studio album. They're from the remote Russian Republic of Tuva. The singer Albert Kuvezin and his ultra-low variant of Tuvan throat singing, the Kargira or Kanzat style, remains the unique feature of Yatka's mixture of traditional music and experimental roots rock. So, we are just 10 minutes shy of the end of our time together. So, I'm going to squeeze in two or three more tracks. Right now, we've got a group called Crack in Dub. Crack, K-R-A-K. a new album, Katlea, the Bogota Sessions, from Galletas Calientes Records in Colombia. Actually, Crack in Dub is an outfit based in Paris. It is a jungle beat maker working in collusion with Colombian, some of the great, actually great Colombian musicians right now, heavy on the beats and bass. So right now we're going to hear a track called Viche Tumba Catre y Arrechon. It is the version, dub version, and it features Absalón and Afro Pacifico, which is Absalón Sinisterra, Javier Patricio Bonilla, Cesar Alberto Martinez, and John Sebastian Torres. So this is from Catlea, Bogota Sessions.
Galletas calientes
y Absalón y Afropacífico, sabor y puro corazón.
Para alegrar una fiesta se necesita un buen sabor. Pónganle picante con sabrosura a este son. Con una nena hermosa que mueva su cuerpo y bien calero.
Bailar, que ella está contenta, ay, porque a tomar.
bailar.
Today on this Interdependence Day, because we can flip the script if we do it together. This is Coche Mea on Daptone Records, due to be released on July 16th. The album is called Volume 2, Baka Sewa. Coche Mea is a California native with Yaqui and Mescalero Apache Indian ancestry, who has spent most of his musical career as a soloist, musical director, composer, and ensemble player, working for the last 15 years with the late Sharon Jones. Baka Sewa is Coche Mea's original family name prior to Spanish colonization. This is Mimbreños, and we will see you next week here on WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. Please stay tuned for the rest of our Sunday programming. It's a great lineup, as always. And don't forget, WGXC is listener-supported radio for open ears. Keep your ears open and your mind open and your heart open. Enjoy your holiday.